Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, I just want to say that I am so excited about the free agency market that we had this year. And it feels like we finally pulled the trigger a lot more on people than we had in a very long time. I still think that the Ryan Suter deal was the most excellent thing we could have done. I just got done listening a couple days ago to the Jim Neal podcast explaining his moves and why he did the things that he did this year for our offense and our defense and our goaltending. The one thing I want to say is I respect where he's coming from. We had a big depth issue last year with all the injuries. And since we're still not 100% sure about what Ben Bishop's going to look like, he's still rehabbing. I have a feeling by the season's beginning, he's probably going to end up retiring. Knee injuries are just too hard to come back from, especially in playing the position that he plays and being injured as much as he's been. Getting Hopi for 1 year was awesome, and it makes it a lot better for us to have multiple goaltenders to help us in a deep run. But it just looks like we're trying to make sure that what happened last season doesn't happen to us again. You know, when something like injuries occur, you definitely can have the next man up mentality if you have players that you can rely on and that you can be able to do the whole four lines and six defensemen or whatever it is you need to do to make the season go efficiently and for wins to happen and get the points that you need. And the biggest thing, the Ryan Suter thing came at the right time. I mean, we lost a huge chunk of who we were defensively when we had to let Jamie Oleksiak go. I know that's something that they didn't want to do, but they had to free up some money. And, you know, at the end of the day, there's a lot of business decisions that are made in hockey as well. You can't keep everybody, you can't pay everybody, and I wish you could. And the era of the free agency and all this has changed the way we're able to build teams. But the number one thing is Jim Neal is definitely building a team to compete for a long time. And that's something that we have to look at as fans and trust what he's done. He said something about Ryan Suter in his press conference that really, to me, spoke to me. He said he reminded him of Chris Chelios a lot. And if you guys ever watched Detroit in the late 90s, you know, early 2000s, Chris Chelios was one of the greatest defensemen that the Detroit Red Wings ever had. And for him to even put him in the same category. And the reason why he said he reminded of him is because of all the big minutes he plays. You can do him a two-minute shift. He can get him sit on the ice for a minute or so. You can put him back out there. He eats tons of minutes. He plays really good in both ends of the ice. He also kills penalties. And you need an elite penalty killer. Because, you know, penalties will come. And what can you do? When they do, you have to kill penalties. And this is what this guy's great at. And he's very, very good at distributing the puck. And he can score some goals. So, free agency is about to come to an end. I'm not 100% sure if there's anybody else we really can get. But I'm very proud of the way Jim Neal handled this free agency. And he actually made some big splashes. And I'm so ready for October to come around the corner. We only have a couple months to go. And before you know it, hockey will be back in our world. September, we'll have 4 to 5 preseason games. And then we get to start our season. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I hope everybody has an excellent day today. And I'll be talking more and more as I learn more about the new players that we get. Some reading and research is on the way. And like I always say, go Stars.